The Chasam Sofer uses the following vort, following idea, to help understand and explain the power and the koach of a tzaddik. He quotes two Gemaras in Brachos. The Gemara first says that the Chasidim Rishonim would show up an hour before davening, and they would stay an hour after davening. And the Gemara asks, well, if that's the case, how are they going to make a living? Gemara says, Malach donasas ayde acherim. Others will do the work, and they'll be supported, and they'll also support the Chasidim HaRishonim. Furthermore, the Gemara says later on in Ketzer Mevarchim, Im osin ratzono, if a person, the tzaddik, does the ratzon Hashem, va'amdu zarim u'rutzon achem, the zarim will be the shepherds. They'll have benefit from you, that they'll have an income, they'll have opportunity, and you'll get benefit as well. The Gemara says, isn't this, says the Chasam Sofer, isn't this nama tekisufa? Isn't perhaps for the workers, isn't this a busha for them, that they're getting a benefit from the tzaddik? He says, no, absolutely not. We know kol olam kulo nizon bishvil chanina bini. We know that the whole world was supported, that the Bas Kol came out, that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, that the whole world is supported on because of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. There's nothing wrong with it. That's not nama de kisufa. It's an opportunity that you get to enjoy the peros of the tzaddik. But if that's the case, that everybody in the world is enjoying the peros of the tzaddik, then what happens to all those chusim of the tzaddik? He loses it. He's giving all of his zechuyos away. He says, no, that's not the case. Based on an idea from the Baal HaFla, from his Rebbe, the Baal HaFla says, why is it that the zechus of Avraham wasn't enough to save the people of Sodom? If we understand the kol olam kulo nizon bishvil chanina bini, that he alone was able to support all of Klal Yisrael, or the whole world, then why wasn't Avraham able to support people of Sodom and the rest of the world? They should all survive. They should all live. He says, you don't understand. The reason why a tzaddik protects others is because people appreciate his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They love the tzaddik. They show that love and desire. But the people of Sodom were told, Kofin al midas Sodom. Their behavior was an anathema to the tzaddik. They had no desire to be connected to the tzaddik. If that's the case, the peros of the tzaddik cannot double into peros and benefit others. It only benefits those who bask in the glory of the tzaddik. And based on this, says the Chasam Sofer, now we have pshat, beautiful pshat, in our first two psukim. Im b'chukosai teilechu, if you go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his chukim, sheteyu amelim b'torah, as Rashi says, we're amel in Torah, v'tz mitzvosai tishmeru, and we safeguard the mitzvos. What does it mean, tishmeru? Safeguard? It's like the Aviv Shamar Es HaDavar, Shayu Shoin, that you are sitting there, you wait, you safeguard the Torah by showing up early. You're someone who's connected not just to the mitzvos, but also to tefillah as well. And then Vasisim Osam, and you do the mitzvos? V'nasati Gishmeichem Bi'itam, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to give you the rain. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us the rain? What's that all about? What about us? We're not working? That's right. Malach tanasas ayde acherim. Through the tzaddik, through our amelus and our connection, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it for us. And it won't be a nama de kisuba for the rest of the world, because it's not only us, that it's not only the tzaddik that's going to benefit, the whole world is going to benefit. But that's not nama de kisufa. You know why? Because the eitz hasadeh yitain pirio. It's because the tzaddik, who's an eitz hachaim, who's a tree of life, he lovingly gives his peros to the others to enjoy. And that is how the world is sustained. It's through the koach of the tzaddik that the world ticks, that the economy prospers. This is an idea you would think you'd be hearing from the Noam Elimelech, but no, you hear this from the Chasam Sofer, the idea of the power of the tzaddik, perhaps connected to the Baal Hafla, his Rebbe. But this is an important yesod, the connection between the tzaddik and the Talmidim. If the Talmidim can appreciate the tzaddik, then they will enjoy the peros, and the whole world will benefit. But if the tzaddik is rejected, then whatever the tzaddik does will only come back to him and will not be able to be passed over to the rest of the world. Have a great day.